Sophie, a win on the road, you must be really pleased with that. How do you reflect on it?
Oh, it's awesome for the group. I think we took a lot of momentum from the Junction game. We had a win over the Heat, which is also a really strong side. So coming over here, we were confident that we could put an all-round performance together. So it was pretty cool.
How did you find the track? I mean, there was probably a bit in it for you. It was used in the Marsh Cup game during the week. Did you find it a little bit tacky? There was a bit in it for you?
Yeah, I think we spoke a lot about, like, from a spin unit, just really bowling into the wicket, like that quite defensive length, and I think that really worked for us. And Balzi and Kim up front, I thought they were incredible, got a lot of that out of the wicket, so it was pretty impressive.
Are you shocked with how much they got out of the wicket? The Scorchers seemed to get quite as much, and then suddenly it was rearing up off the length at the start of the next.
Yeah, well, Kimmy and Bals are two really impressive new ball bowlers, and we backed them in, and I thought they really assessed the conditions well from the batting innings and came into it.
The Scorchers openers have been incredible over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. They're in ripping nick. So to get them both out early and make a dent into the middle order, you must have been really pleased with.
Yeah, I think, it's an elite batting lineup the Scorchers have. And I think that we knew that we had to break into the middle order early. So I thought for those two to take ownership, start the innings off, our bowling innings off really well, was really impressive.
And Sophia Dunkley, not been the easiest season for her, but to fire in a big game like this must be really pleasing for the group to see.
Yeah, Dunks came out. She's come out every game with intent, and yeah, it paid off today, and it was really really nice for her to get some runs on the board, but it was all class.
Thank you.